Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
It's the Psychics Gone Wild. This is December. And those of you who've been keeping track know what's going to be happening now. What's going on is we've got a lot of involvement, a lot of positive and a lot of work that we're working with other individuals to give you the fun, the best, the most intense time of your day. This is Jethro Smith, and I welcome all of you to come in, sit down, relax, take your feet up a little bit, and listen to what we've got. Today is a little different. I know that I promoted on here, and we've done a schedule change for all of you guys who know how Psychics Gone Wild does. And then what I did was I messed up my own self because I forgot that it was December until about 20 minutes ago. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a lot of fun. This is the month that could bring quite a few surprises for you. Those of you who are keeping track of your numerology, this is December is a 5 month. This means it's a personal month. It's a year that brings changes and restlessness. You feel you need to be with others, to be sociable, laugh and talk and enjoy yourself. What a perfect month and a number to be going into the holidays with. I had a lot of individuals write me and ask me, what's going on with Psychics Gone Wild? What's going on is we're putting out a bunch of prizes. And how to get those prizes, you need to always go in to qualify PsychicsGoneWild.com and put in your general information. Please, any of you who've been missed out, through the year. We had a couple of glitches. No one's to blame. No one says a name. What happens was we had a couple of individuals who won some psychic rings. I know the three individuals that I've tried to contact, I had an email to and did not get back to. If you're hearing my voice on the radio and you're one of our fans, and I know of two that we caught with coffee, we're very happy to get that in the mail. But if you're getting a prize, and I know one lady who's won a necklace, I'm trying to find her. You do sometimes, unfortunately, because of the emails and my business and my career, I do get a lot. Write to psychicsgonewild.com and say, I am, and I haven't received my gift, Jethro. What's going on? Because 9 to 10, I've got it sitting here in my house. What we're going to do is those of you who don't want it, don't do anything, because then what I'm going to turn around and do is that I'm going to pick a day in December, and we're going to give all those prizes away. We'll have a surprise Psychics Gone Wilder. Anyone who sent in an email that's got your mail on there is already qualified. I have over 2.5 years of them. Our birthday is February, so those of you who want to keep track of Psychics Gone Wild, let us know what you're going to do. I really need a favor from you, and that's something that we're going to ask really quickly, and those of you who get the free readings from me or you get in through this, please do this to keep me going. I need your vote. I need to have you guys go in, and I say that at the site, and it is the New York site of voting for your best and light worker individual that you feel. There's a lot of categories. One of them this year is for a life worker, and I've put my whole life into this. I've done a lot. I want you to put in all of the psychics you know here. There's a lot of categories. I today had to go in and put in my votes, and that's funny. I'm not only American Federation psychic, but it's been a lot going on. And how do you do that? You go and you type in a vote. I put in, and you put in all the categories. Those of you who listen to our shows, we have a phenomenal Veronica Harrison, tarot reader. Jan Bach Drakey is a totem reader. You guys, and then you put in also a psychic. You can put in your top five psychics, your top mediums. Patty Negri on Fridays. Oh my gosh. You talk about someone who's very positive light and working there. You can't beat it. It's like you go into the energy that we've got. We've got Amy Kavanaugh, a medium. Amy also qualifies, for those of you who didn't know, that Amy also has another ability, that Amy sees psychic flash. So you can put Amy in as a psychic, a medium, a channeler, any of those categories. That's the fun thing of it. And what it does is that the individuals there put it out for the year, and it's our third annual one. So those who pick up the magazines know those of us. So I need your favor. You guys have been listening to us for a while. I need like almost 51. So I'm very much behind, but I have faith in it. At newyorkgate@awl.com. It's just how it's spelled. Attention Carla, NEWYORKGATE, New York Gate at AOL.com. Attention Carla, I put in my votes. They will ask you, have you listened to me or where did you get it? We do need a favor for our category. Those of you who listened in, PsychicsGoneWild.com. Put in Psychics Gone Wild as one of your favorite internet radio shows. This is what, last year we were number 2 out of many of people, many individuals. We do need that favor again. I have a lot of you asking me, how do I get my radio show in? Fairly, I will help you if you help me. I love to get more the merrier, but what, just please put in the vote so we can continue not only to be up there helping you guys, but we can also help a lot of individuals who do go looking for this. I had an email today sent in to me that Gary Wimmer, this is one that you want to put him in card reader. You want to put him in as medium. You want to put him in as person who's had past life and came back. The man is probably has 15 categories that goes into it, you know, and vote for Psychics Gone Wild as your favorite radio show. Let's go have some fun, and now you guys have heard the marketing, and we do need your help. So remember, this is Jethro, and we're here to have a blast. I am going to look at the phones here, and we're going to take a few individuals. 256, you were on first. Would you like to have a psychic reading with Psychic Jethro?
Yes, this is Kimberly. How are you?
Great, Kimberly. It's so good to talk to you. You're like one of our friends and family. You know, I love you guys that continually listen in. You know, I want you to do that. And I love you. Laugh. You're back and you're happy. Talk to me a little bit, Kimberly. I'm feeling energy with you that, you know, this is December and I can feel that you're strengthening up. The guys are telling me that you've got a lot of decisions to make. What's going on, Kimberly?
Well, I didn't really want to ask any questions about me. I have an uncle who has prostate cancer, and I just wanted to know, I didn't know when he was diagnosed, he's in stage 4, and my aunt was telling me he was getting worse, and I was just wondering if there's anything to do to help him.
Oh, I feel the guides are saying with you have the energy here. What they're showing me, they said that you are putting a lot of event and a lot of energy into that. That's where this other's coming. And they said that you're not only putting out the prayers, but you need to be putting, you know, this is one of those conditions where you do what we call healing and sending and receiving and that individual work, where you also make sure that you're putting out a lot of energy there together for him to make sure that he is getting a lot of unconditional pink energy, because pink stops this. That's what they're telling me. Rose quartz is also another stone that I've had individuals work with, and I know I've got people writing me all over. They're going, Jethro, what are you telling this poor woman? What I'm telling her is that, you know, these things work. I can tell you from an individual and instances, the rose quartz works at a level of energy that it's made, resonates at a vibration that does unconditional love. That pulse, that color, and those of us who are intuitive and see, promote these working with it. I had a person tell me they were having problems with sleep deprivation. They put an amethyst under their pillow and no more problems, because the amethyst resonates to the number 9. It also resonates to an energy that helps people relax and more comfortable. It's that same kind of theory. Am I helping you, Kimberly? I can feel your energy. You, what have you been doing, wild girl? You've been over there partying or something, haven't you?
No, I wish, but no.
God, I'm glad to hear from you. The guys are telling me, is everything going into the year here? Have you definitely put in for our prizes on psychicsgonewild.com?
No, I haven't.
Definitely put in, Kimberly, because we've got a lot of prizes. We're going to be giving out everything from books by Pamela Cummings to, we've got Vitano was here from Italy and does a Chakra Vivo Healing Sound CD that's going to be given away. Him and Anna Pagurzio from Italy have got one. Vitano worked with Doreen Virtue, Dr. Doreen Virtue. Those of you know the angel cards and readings, and he is just a phenomenal gifted psychic who works with angels.
Okay.
So, you know, we've got some really great prizes. We just had an award that you guys put in, and thank you, Kimberly, for our best psychic and host on Psychics Gone Wild. And Amy Kavanaugh got to be the proud mama to the adopted sea turtle. She's already got the name, and next week she will be naming it. Those of you listening in, do know that it is taking a little time for the Sea Council Subversity to send out those who won. So Amy's will be a little bit delayed, but she can name it over the radio, and then she'll get her paper and she'll be adopted parent. She's already adopted. It's just technically taken a little bit longer to get those out. We will be given another one of those away, and this is a charity, so you guys understand what's going on. I had a lot of emails on what exactly is going on. The Sea Conscious Diversity is basically an organization here in Tampa, Florida. I am a proud adopted parent to Tampa Red. I live here in Tampa, Florida. Long story short, Tampa Red is my sea turtle that I've adopted, and I keep track of Tampa on the internet. It's a lot of fun, and I did, you know, get a paper that I'm the adopted parent. Even more positive in there is that this money is going to help the sea turtles. The money's being put out. At one time, you know, they were extinct, and we're working out, you know, to keep them so they didn't become extinct. I should say, sorry, they were becoming extinct. And so what we've done is this organization has come up with this really great thing for those of us who want to donate or help to be able to put out work, and they're testing them, they're watching them, they're taking this financial to a level. It's very affordable. Psychics Gone Wild will give out another award in December. Another one of you listeners will be a parent, but you have to go to psychicsgonewild.com and say, I want in the Christmas basket, because the Christmas baskets is where the big prizes are. It's free to do, it's fun, and I'm going to be pulling out names again, and it doesn't matter who you are. Put in, have yourself a fun one. The really great thing is that this year we have Patty Negri is going to be giving you an award on whoever does the best video. We've got a contest. You'll get an hour reading with Psychic Jethro, a reading by Patty Negri, a reading by Jan Bach Drakery and your totems by a pitcher, and you will be almost a $250 basket this year you're going to win for Christmas. Psychic's Gone Wild, Merry Christmas to you. Put in. I don't care who you are. If you can type, if you can get yourself yourself to a computer, put in. We are having a little fun today. I do like when I want you guys to listen in. We've got all these contests and stuff going. It is a light day. It's a day that's very, not a spacious day, which we know, but it's a day that I am doing little light readings with you, and we're having a lot of fun. I had a lot of individuals ask me yesterday, who was the psychic who really raised the roof off the place? All of them do. That's what I love. If you guys remember back when we first started, we had phenomenal and still have phenomenal friends who started here who went on to do their own radio shows and work. We're going to take a phone call here and grab one out of the audience, and we'll be right back with it. So 208, how are you today, 208?
I'm fine. How about you?
Good. I welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild and ask you what your question is today.
Well, I just need some guidance. My husband and I are separating, and I kind of need to know which way to go and what I should do.
No problem. I feel your energy, and for the guide's permission, can you say your first name? Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah, my first name is Cynthia.
Okay, and Cynthia, I'm picking this up in the energy. The guides, I apologize to the other people. There was like other phones that got kicked off to get you on. You definitely need to speak to us, and they're calling back. Cynthia, the guides are telling me this is a time really for a reading. They said that what's happening is because of the situation, even though you two are ending the relationship, you two still have some karma or some energy you're working on, and it's for the best if everybody's intent that you're able to start these new avenues. There's things that you've put off, they said, that's going to be able to put together. You've given a lot of time to this man in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
That's for sure.
You've got my heart. It's not a pretty thing to do. Sometimes people don't understand when love takes on that energy. But they're telling me that what's happening for you is that you're also going to another situation that's going to be able to clear out some of the other parts of your life and take it into another. Apologize here. They're getting me really all mushy with you in energy because they're sending me emotional energy that is going to clear out for you. And they said you're going to. You're going to be able to go back and look at life and handle this, that there's a new love coming for you, but it's not where you're at. I feel like the situation where you're living, you have other people there who you had other people try to date you or be around you before, and you didn't want to be with them.
Correct.
That's still there. They said it's going to be someone from outside of it. The next couple months is also cleaning out the karma through your energy, handling other people. And I told you it was a 5 month when we started the show. This is a month for you to enjoy laughing with other people. You don't let it, because there's no sun or no energy, get you down. This is a hard depression. I feel like there's a little bit of anger inside with you that you it's like, not that you failed, but you feel upset that it didn't take off where you thought it was going to go.
Yeah, I do. That's for sure. I'm frustrated with their situation because we're both still in the house and because we can't, really separate at this point. So.
Oh, my goodness. And I do feel that this is the other part that's really getting you, too, that the guys are telling me that you two have, this is part of why they're holding this other energy, is you two have, it's going to eventually get to where you'll be able to have what you need, and that is to have complete freedom away from some of this other energy that's going on there. I keep picking up there's other people that are in his business. Your husband's, or we'll say ex-husband soon to be, is letting other people run his business or something.
Hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's I think he's been talking with his cousin and another girl. So
that's, you have my heart, because I could feel what they're telling me that the guys are saying for you. They said no matter what you look at or what you say, your guys are also turning around and going into another situation for you at such a level of energy that they're ready to completely. I'm seeing tears here, and I keep going through some other work for him that they said no matter what you look at or whatever you're continually going into, the angels are putting up a situation that's going to clearly completely get you into another work for you. They said you didn't want it's like, I don't feel like this whole situation is right. And the guys are saying that you two are going to go through the separation. And what's going to end up happening later is as absence goes and he does get away from you and the energy, the stress is going to turn around and come out in such a way that you're able to handle there. I don't like this. I got to be honest with you. I'm being really blunt. But it's like, I don't like the fact that they're, I feel like they want a good time party or something going on.
Yeah, I kind of think that's what he wants, is his freedom, and He graduates from school in March, and then he plans on moving out and, you know, putting space between us because he's going to move to another state. But I'm worried about that with because we have two kids, and I just don't want him to ruin his relationship with his kids too.
That's exactly the key word. There's the karma. And you know what the guys are showing me? They said that you're also going through another part of the life that you wanted to have and you're going to get is you're going to be able to completely get yourself working it together with your children and the karma. And this is, you're not going to like what I got to say, but they said you're right on with him with the worrying concern. And I think that he doesn't realize this is where you and him were put together, and it's like these other people are, they're trying to get him off in more of a good time Charlie thing or something.
Mm-hmm. That's what I kind of feel like, too.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me. They said you also went through another situation for you that your guys are telling you that, you know, you're not ready to play this other work. You're ready to have him go into another part of your life to completely clear up. And it's like he's not getting it. They said that he's also handling out some other parts of himself for you. Oh my gosh, this is what it is, and it took me a little bit. I got other people pushing. You guys, wait a minute, just relax. We do this with what the guys want. They're telling me, Cynthia, to tell you that you're gonna eventually end up having another part of a life in and out. And what's gonna hurt about it is you can't help him no more. It's like he's put himself, you know, into another situation that's hurting you and your kids. It's just no matter how you look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is because, I mean, he still hasn't removed all of his stuff from my room because he's been staying in another room for almost 2 months now. And so it's just, I've been really, really stressed out.
Feel it. And it's bull. It's, you know, I see you also going into another part of your situation that also makes you work together and handle another part of your life, and that is that you're able to turn around and going into another part of it, you're able to also clearly get it together for you.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm back working again. I have a decent job right now, and I'm looking forward to, you know, being able to maybe purchase a house and get a new car and have a better life for me and the kids, whether he's there or not. But I have a feeling that he's going to come back after he leaves, and I just don't know what to do at that point.
I'm feeling that. I'm also feeling that you went through another situation with your guys and your work turning around and going into this together to completely handle everything at one time. It's going to be all right. I see you getting through. I see this job being another good salvation. You're going to also learn something with him in the boundaries. You know, you've also got yourself to a point, you know, you got to realize there's other people who love you and would like to be in a relationship with you. They've been trying for a while other things to happen. It's just you've got kooky people there in your place there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, thank you, Jethro.
Thank you, and blessings to you, and definitely keep with us. Put in for some stuff. We need you to win a few happy prizes so you can have some fun there and laugh. You have to get out more and laugh. This is too much.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and I will definitely get online and put in for some.
Blessings. Take care, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. So Psychic's Gone Wild, and we've went a little wilder today on the energy, and I had some other one ask me today what was happening. What's happening is we're working together on getting together. Those of you who tuned in today, Melissa Berman will be on Thursday nights now. We're going to be on a little later and a little wilder on Thursdays. So those of you who know and listen in, make sure you tune in. Dina Flanagan, still here. Dina's doing a little extra. Her and Amy Kavanoff together. Can you envision those two strong ladies from the East Coast, one here in Florida, one up here in Maine, putting out and doing the most positive work on Wednesday? So tune in to Wednesdays. I do know that Amy is looking at times, so you guys may be able to catch Amy on some different times. I had a lot of individuals writing in. Amy Kavanoff is the best. Put that video together that you want to put together of who do you feel is the best radio show to win the contest for the prizes for Christmas. That's a lot of big prizes. And we have right now Russell and they call him Old Man Steve are running neck and neck with their best one is Jan Bach Drakey and Peggy Jones or Jethro Smith and Patty Negri. So we're having a fun blast. The fun thing is we don't know and care who wins. We just really care and love with you guys doing the fun of it. You put in a video, we put in a video, we have fun. And they said, no matter what you look at, we're always going together to do this. We've had some very strong people working on this. And that's when I say we, but the Psyche's Gone Wild individuals, don't forget to put in for all the contests. Just put in your email. I had a friend ask me yesterday, what do you do with those? I do once a month send you an email letter. I also send you, like this month, I'm asking those people with emails, please vote for it. I had a friend tease me and say, why are you doing that? We do it also to kind of keep track. Is this working? Is Blog Talk Radio working for us? I know a lot of you are asking as we have reruns coming out on other radio shows. We are changing. We're going to be doing some new positive stuff. So stay tuned with the emails to know how to catch us. If you ever want to catch our shows, it's a really great way because then the email can be sent to you. You won't miss the show. Unfortunately, Blog Talk Radio is great for us in one way, but they are hard to find us. If you type in Psychics Gone Wild, you'll get old shows and everything else. It's hard to catch us. So that's another way. If you have people email me and say, please send me the show. I want to listen to Jan Bach Drakey today, and I can't get it on the radio, and I can send it to you, and you can click on it, and you've got it every day. If you don't really want to do that, that's fine. Just send me. I just want to be in the contest, Jethro. You know, don't send me an email, you know, and I won't. I don't care. What I'm trying to do is we're trying to do these prizes, and we're trying to do our give back and our thanks to all of you who voted for Psychics Gone Wild. Well, we're a little more time here. 917, you've been patient. Listen to all my story. How would you like a reading?
Hi, good afternoon. I wanted to just say that I did cast a vote for your show.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. Blessings to you. Thank you. I know it sounds silly, but you know it means a lot when we do this. We do this pretty much some days, 6 and 7 days a week, and it means a lot when you guys, you know, vote so that you do like what you hear.
Yes,
thank
definitely.
You.
Of course. I have a question because I've been really going through a lot of turmoil in my relationship due to finances, and I just recently got in contact with a very good company that I want to work for. It's a hospital, and I was just hoping that they would kind of take liking to me. So I wanted to know, what do you see in regards to that?
Okay. And I need your first name for your guides. I'm seeing a lot of energy, but I want to get permission to ask your guides to look at your future.
First name, Merez.
Merez, I thank you for calling in. I do see that they're telling me with this work that the career seems to be taking in a lot of energy of yours right now, and you're on the right track, but there's other individuals or some other things that are happening that are trying to pull back a lot of your what you need to have happen. So they're telling me that you're in the right direction, but it looks like it's going to take off a little better here as the year kind of goes in. There's someone else that's doing something with you in finances there.
Okay.
I keep picking up there's something with your finances that are also happening. Talk to me a little bit about it with your relationship and a little bit what's going on there with the other, like the money thing seems to be, like they show me like it's trying to balance out.
It's trying to balance out?
Yeah, like it's not, what they're telling me that when I see that or when I feel that means that it's not done. You know, and it's going to be something good. You just got this where but these guys are telling me that when it gets into February, March, it's going to be more balanced and even better for you. I feel some promotion or some money coming in, something here after the new year, after we get into, like they said, about the end of January. They're looking at it, the books, they're trying to get the business, and I see you've taken on more responsibilities, what they're telling me, and so I would say you're going to be getting something better even there than what you're doing right now.
Okay, because currently I am not employed, but I have been looking. Like I said, and the hospital that I did apply to, they contacted me, and they filled the position for someone internally, but the lady told me that she would pass my resume on to for another position that pays the same amount of money. So I don't know if that's what you're seeing as far as money or if it's something else.
Yeah, that's it's ironic. It's the same amount, but I do see you starting out there, and then I see you getting something a little better even after it. You're in a good position with this. I do see they also love that they're also working with you, going in together with you to make sure that, and I say together, but they want you to have in there. I do feel that you were a good candidate. It's part of why they want you for the other job, and they're saying yes with it, and that later I see another. That's what I'm seeing later on is even another one.
Oh, okay. So when do you see that as far as a time frame, just so that I know I can look forward to it?
I see this. What I'm seeing, and I want to make sure with you because it's we're doing this through the phone. It's a lot easier when I'm doing an email with you, or we're talking through Skype in the reading because of the. Is they're saying that it's going to be a very strong time for you, but it looks like it's going to be more in March is what I'm getting. That's what I percept. And I'm glad because the guide said that what else is happening in next year is really good. It's a 7-year in numerology, and you're going to be doing really good. We just got to get you through this last couple weeks of December. It looks like you're getting in with a job, and it looks like you've had something happen here. Like I keep feeling like that you're looking and you're kind of you're at the right career. It's just that it's like looking at your resumes are good. I'm sorry, I'm reading you. I don't mean to scan you, but I'm trying to see. But it's like it's been a glitch where you are. It's just the economy where you are. There's a lot of people out of work.
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, so I have to wait until March to get something.
I feel you're going to get something better in March, but I feel that there's a job now. I think they're going to put you in this job, and then it's going to come up where they hire you, and then you're in it doing it, and I feel that's what's going to happen. They're telling me you're going to get this next one you're going to be looking at that they're putting you in for, and then you're going to do it and be working in January. I see you working, and then I see March another positive for you.
So. Okay. Thank you so much, Jethro, and good luck with your show and everything in the future.
Blessings to you and good luck with you. And definitely keep tuning in and we'll keep doing the energy. These are hard times. And what I love about with this together is having friends and working together on it. I had someone write me yesterday and they said, Jethro, you told me about a citrine stone for business and it's not doing anything. I've been sitting here for 2 weeks and my business isn't doing well. Well, then we got to talking and I let them know, yes, the stones and the things I give you are very good advice, but you guys have got, it's like faith alone. You've got to put out the work. It's a good thing. Like the person that just said, she's working, she's putting out applications, you're very proud, she's doing that, she's putting out the effort. If you're just sitting at home and you want a business of your business and you're doing it, make sure you're putting out that intent. Speaking of intent, also manifesting right now, this is a time we're in. What we're saying and what we're doing is really coming about. So those of you who are verbalizing, it's got to be those positive with it and the spiritual energy of and you're working towards it. We are all together and a group always makes more. Going to Psychics Gone Wild, we're having a blast here. 980, how are you, 980? How are you today?
Hi, Jethro. It's Benita Carter. How are you?
Good, Benita. I'm really glad to have you contact us. Here you are. I think you just became my Facebook friend a little earlier.
I did. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me. Thank you very much. You'll have to definitely get a New York gate at AOL and tell them that you love Gone Wild and me. Tell them to put me in for Life Worker. They're giving away the nominations this year for people who've done this over 10 years, and I wanted to laugh. I'm like, how many times 10 for me? I've done it a few days, and I had a friend tell me, he said, Jethro, you've got to get your name up there, and I went on today, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm 50 short. And I almost cried. It's like, I've got to get to business and want people to vote for me. You're a psychic. I don't know. The future's coming, Jethro. Stay with the program. Quit helping and start voting for him. Bonita, I thank you. I feel in a lot of energy with you. Tell me, we can look at both areas. What area do you want to look at? I'm getting a very positive future for you.
Well, that's great. romance, who doesn't want to know about romance?
No problem. Oh, my goodness. Okay, now this is a little tricky here. Yeah, it's a good one, but it's tricky, and you're laughing. Like, oh, no, and I wait, finally call him, and this is the day he's offering. It's a good thing, Bonita. And what I'm feeling with you, and I feel that the angels and the work going together for you, is the guides are telling me very clearly that you're working out another situation for you. You're working together for your light work to get to have a person, and your guides are like wanting you in a relationship, but the other half, and you have right now three strong guides there. You have two that are saying no and one that's saying yes, and they're trying to work it out where you can have a relationship that's beneficial, because you have someone who likes you, but they would not be good for you in relationships, so your guides are blocking them is what they're telling me. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I
can see that.
You feel it, and it's like the really good thing for you to do is they said that they agreed to disagree right now. So part of what's got you happening, they said that you're going to be in a relationship, and it is positive, but it looks like it comes along mostly here, and it looks like it's ironic. It looks like the last of January. They're showing me individuals, and it's like the guides are working out. They want you to not only be happy and in love, but they want someone who's giving back. Sometimes you've had a relationship before where it was karmically meant to happen, and then when the time was done, you were kind of like, okay, I'm still giving, and this person was moving on or something.
Yeah, that was my marriage. I just divorced. My divorce was final in January. Thank God. That was,
yeah,
I worked through a lot with my guides on that one. So I'm very grateful. Just let them know, thank you.
I am so grateful that they got you through it, because the karma, and that's why I say the tricky, that's why it's also still going through. Now look at the pattern of it. It just went through in January. They're giving you the full year, which is good, and then the guys are bringing in, because they do know what's best, they're bringing in energy for you to be able to have your luck and your guide work working together in such a way that you can turn around and have your everything together going with you. They said you didn't only want your guide work to turn around and go into it, but you also wanted to turn around and completely have everything go into a level, and it's like it's going to be better. The love is better. I am sad for what this happened with this man, because you gave a lot of energy there, and I got to be honest, you know as much as I do, being with him in the relationship, there was a lot of taker in him.
Yeah, and he wanted to make it seem like he was the giver, but it wasn't the case at all. I gave all that I had. I gave totally all that I had. But, you know, it gets to a point to where, you know, when they want you to choose between you and your spirituality, then you know there's a problem. So I can't give up my spirituality. And, you know, that was my red flag. So I was okay with divorce.
I
know it was karmic, too.
Yes, and what's really wild to it is that they're also telling me that, you know, that they're going through another part for you, is that they're working together no matter what you're saying and no matter what you're going through to be able to clearly get some of this together in such a way that you're not having to deal with some of the craziness there. It's like it was really hard karma, and that was part of the test, is this person really got psychologically into, they felt that they should be able to control you, and that's when things got odd. You also are, and in your fairness, we need to be honest, you also, when you love deep. You're not a person that, you were trying to make a lot of people happy there for a while, so you pacified him, and that's where things got crazy.
Yeah, because we have kids, too, so I'm from the South, and so I have a certain type of mentality where I want to try and keep the family together at any cost. I mean, that's just how I was raised. You know, a lot of people believe it, a lot of people may not, but at the end, I realized that I really wasn't doing a service to anyone, so I was okay with it.
I'm glad the guide said that you also did this, because you also went into another part of your life to be able to turn around and go, you weren't going to handle the other strengths of the energy. You also were going to turn around and get everybody's clear going into the work. They said that it just had to take off. It's what a sadness for you two. I got to be honest that it's good that it's over, and it's when people go, oh my God, Jethro. But see, like you said, and it had reached that point. It had reached it, and they're telling me in energy and angel-wise with you that no matter how you look at what you are doing, you're going to be at another level. The love is also strengthening. That's why I'm asking the guides with it. They said two men will come. Two times you will be tested in the energy, and then you will have a good time and surprisingly marry someone later who has nothing to do with these two men. They're talking about you enjoying laughing and having some quarters who are going to be there dating with you, and then later you turn around and stay friends, and you end up dating someone altogether different and marry them. That's very good. That's why I met earlier, and you were like, oh, no, and it's like, no, it's a good thing when they twist it around. It's like, you know, the bread twister. You want it there so that the bread's fresh. You know, it's like, hello, but the little good things that are happening for you, my friend. Karmically, you did the right thing with this person, not only with your children, but also so that you both could move on. You didn't want to stay in the other part of the energy.
Yeah. It was too much, and I really did have to really go deep within myself, and I really did get a lot of help from the other side, and I'm so grateful.
I love it. They're telling me that you also got yourself into a situation that also it began to do some other work for you, and it didn't take off everybody's invite, but it also became very much intense in going in together for everything to completely do it. That's when things got a little wild, because they're wanting the guide work to work out with you so that you don't have to deal with everybody else at the same time. You know, your children are why that relationship happened in karma, and you've got good children. My hat goes off to you. I'm a child advocate. I did it for years for a living, and I'm your best friend if you're a good parent, and your nightmare if you're not. And you are really good. I just love what they're telling me. The guys are telling me with your energy that you did like that, and that's why you did this extra stuff to work out the relationship. Had you karmically done what most people went and ran, your children would not have benefited. So you stayed through it. You work through it.
Okay. So financially, I'm trying to, I'm working. But do you see me moving anywhere? Do you see a move anywhere?
I do, and I do see that the other part of the guides is working with you going into another situation that they said that you're going to turn around and go into anything that is going to be a move. And they said the transition has happened for you to be able to get anything else that you wanted, and that is to be able to clearly get it to going into another level. It's not only your work, but it looks like it's also... They're telling me that it's also working to another situation for you. There's been something else that changed the whole life situation, and it's the move looks like it's not, they said not yet, but later, because you also need it. You had to kind of get your grounding about you of what all happened after this divorce, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, I keep saying that. I keep telling me that you also were not supposed to be going through this whole thing without help, and that's what else has turned it in for you. That's why it had to change for you. It had to also go into another event and everything else, you know. They said you turned around and went into another part of your life and your whole eventfulness of making sure that everybody was working at a level that was going to be good. You didn't want everybody to do your energy. You wanted it to be a positive work and an event that was going to be very good for you. They said you are, they said you were also going to be able to turn around and go through it, you know, and they said that's also why it's happening so fast, is it's going through that work, you know. It's like they said that it's going to be, they keep telling me that you're going to be moved into a different place, but it looks like it has something to do, are you working right now at something? Because they keep showing me like there's a career or something that's going to be a new move work for you.
I work for a little school, a little elementary school.
Okay, that makes sense too.
And I'm trying to move into another house.
You know, they said they're telling me that. They said that you're also going through another part of your work. They said they turned around and went for another part. You know, to this and going into the other stuff. You know, to the part of going into with you, and they said that you're also turning around and going through another part of life, and that's what is also going to happen. They said that they're saying that you're going to do some transition and move, but it's going to be around the area you're at. It's good, and I do see you working within the school that it is a very positive for you. That's where a lot of your karma is being placed, is in that school. You're doing a lot of good there for people. They said you're blessed for the work you do there. That's very cool. I had to ask your career. That's usually I don't have to ask, but it's because there's so much blessings around it. It's not an easy job. People don't realize all the work that you do there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I just smile a lot. That's all. It's not too hard.
I was running to you. Come on. I love it. Well, Bonita, I want to go on. I hope I helped you. Thank you for the compliment. You got me all teary-eyed. You make my day here.
Thank you. So I'll wait on my two guys and then my third.
Exactly, and we love with the blessings. Definitely put in, now that you're a friend of mine on Facebook, put in at psychicsgonewild.com, and we'll be pulling winners. You can listen to the show, and we'll be sending you, whoever wins, we pull names out of a hat, and then we send, we've got jewelry by Lady Zarango. She makes beautiful jewelry from Brazil. We've got readings by Patty Negri, Jethro Smith. We got a book by Pamela Cummings, The Love Psychic Relationship Book. It's phenomenal.
I do have one more question. How do you tap in? How do I tap in? How do I tap into my guides?
I am feeling with you, Bonita. I would have you take a class on some work. You've got a lot of higher energy. You're like a top pizza. It's like the top is all purple, beautiful energy, and you've got them there. It's just doing a little bit of meditation, mantra together. Have someone, like I work with people as a teacher, I would have you sit down and do meditations. You need to do the vowels, the toning of A, E, I, O, U, and those vowels, and those opening that chakras, working with it, you'll be able to hear your guides. It's clairaudience, and they'll come in and the guys will start to do it. You also need to find a tool. They keep telling me that you would do good working with like angel cards or some kind of a physical cards where you could do them. I teach people to read playing cards, actually, if you want to look at your future.
Okay.
So,
right,
very...
That's good.
No problem. Thank you, Bonita, for calling in. Blessings, and talk to you later. I keep in contact, and I want to see how you're doing. Now I can feel the energy around you.
Good. Yay. I'll talk to you later.
Blessings. We are wild and we are psychics gone wild. And I have a lot of you individuals who are writing in going, oh my gosh, Jethro, you've put it all over the place. I did. I want you guys to have fun and you're helping us. We're helping you. We're going to continue on. We've got about another 12 minutes of the show, so we love it. A lot of you guys have called in. We're trying to get to who we can. So I'm not trying to rush you guys. I got to go a little quicker for you to get everybody in. 352, this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro. How are you today?
I'm doing good. It's me,
hey.
Andrea.
Yay, how are you doing?
How are you?
Good. It's good
to talk. A lot of weird things have been happening.
I could feel the energy of my dear friend. Yeah, what's going on?
Let's see. I had weird cravings, and it ended up being like I predicted. My friend was pregnant, but she lost it. It's been weird. I seen someone outside, and I looked, turned around, there was no one there. Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, I don't know. Just I know it sounds strange, but it's true.
I know it's true, and I can tell you, you're right on the thing that's calling in. You're right at it. And, you know, you've got to make sure. There's two things they're telling me with you. One of them is to smudge. You know, and I know some people are like, I live in a rental, and I do that, and people think I'm smoking drugs when I do it, you know. And it's like, no, you're not smoking. What you're doing is you're burning the sage and the white sage in the house, doing it counterclockwise. You've got energy in your house. That you're psychic. Remember, we've talked. Even we share the same birthday.
Mm-hmm.
My dear friend, and I love with your ability because you are very intuitive, and you've got out, and we'll say it nicely, you've got an ex that was negative. You kind of showed him the door, and he found a place to bother other people, and so you've got your energy raised so high there that other things are trying to come in, and this is where a lot of time individuals will say, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing. Well, what you got to be doing is we got to clear it out, and we got to get you in the energy of clearing out all the work together. They said that way you're not only getting your positive shield and you're working out together, but you're also clearing out the house, because what's happened is energies are coming in and you're sensitive, so you're picking up the baby and the picking up the intuitive is there. I got to tell you, I knew before my relationship knew that I was going to be a parent, because I got morning sickness, my back would hurt. I teased my last son, you know exactly, that's an empathetic reader. My last son, I told him, I said, I love you dearly, but I knew you had hair on your head before you were even 2 months in the making. It was just like, I could feel that. I got heartburn. Those of you who know that have been pregnant, you get heartburn. They always say it's long-haired. My son, I was sick to my stomach. I love coffee. I couldn't stand it. I was morning sick. My back felt like I was already carrying it. I'd already been through it with my other child, and I knew... Long story, she was pregnant. I was right on. You're also picking up, and they want you to be doing something here, too. And they're telling me, this is going to sound real silly. You've got kids that you can do this. Don't do this if you have little kids that will swallow them. Put pennies in the corners of your house for a while. You know that copper will help raise the energy of the vibration. You should go in and put them in the corners of your house, the far corners. You don't have to put it in every corner. But put pennies there. And what you do is you put shiny pennies there. It also will change the energy in the lock. That's why you're having odd stuff happen. And it's like those pennies can do it with the copper. And they look at it and they go, you know, so it works out, you know, going into another work and another situation to make sure that it's clearing out and making sure that your life is going together. And it will, there's a man here. They're showing me there's a relationship with someone you want and somebody doesn't want you two together.
Huh. I am in a, kind of sort of seeing a guy, yes, but I don't know who wouldn't want us together, though.
Okay, they're telling me. They're telling me I'm supposed to tell you that it is going into the situation for it, that he is not only your life, but it's also working into it feels to me someone on the other side. It feels to me that you have someone that's connected to actually him who doesn't want him to be real happy.
I wonder who.
I feel like it's someone in his life and family, and it's like sometimes you'll see this with people. Like, if, let's say you fought with your father, then you turn around and your guides say, here he is, and then that person is turned around and going, into a situation that is also bringing up another part of life, and that is also making your life change. They said you're going into another work, you know. No matter how you look at it, whoa, my goodness. And they said that's why it's also...
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. I apologize. They said that we're also working on another part of your life that's making it go into it happening, is there?
And what's crazy about the craving thing was I can't have kids anymore because I had a hysterectomy. That was the real weird topper on that. And I'm just kind of like in awe. Like, it's a good thing, you know, but a bad thing because she lost the baby. Then I had a dream yesterday about a baby, so I don't know if that has the effect of it or is it, you know what I mean, or what's up with that dream because I usually have the dreams first.
I feel that, and they're telling me that you're also, I'm a little worried about you now. You're not, there's no way you can get pregnant, right?
Nope. I had a hysterectomy a year ago or two.
But your energy is going through that, and this happens sometimes with people like with us who are doing the energy and with different individuals when your psychic world is going in. You know, no matter what you say, they said you're also working out that it's turned around and going into your energy, that you're going through a transition of it. So it's making your estrogen, everything go, even though you don't have the equipment there to have a child, you know?
So anything else I'm supposed to do? Like,
You know, they said that what's going to happen for you is that I feel like you need to really do a cleansing there. They said you're also going, you're really right now having some other stress for you, you know, and it says that it's going to change for you in an energy. There's a new love or something that's going to change with this person with it. I feel the person that you're with is going to have a love within them. They're not saying a new person, but they're saying that it's going to change with the energy. He's got to, it's like as you're cleansing this out, you don't have to say anything, but notice how he acts after you put those pennies up and energy, because then other things that are not of your highest intent can't come in your house.
Now, I do have sage. Yes, I do. I bought it a couple of months ago, but I was going to burn it when I got into the new place because I'm supposed to be moving soon, like this week, hopefully.
That's perfect, yes. And make sure you do it when you get to your new place so that you don't take it with you. Sometimes it's good to go counterclockwise in the house and get it to go out now to send it to the light, because what you've got some energy there that's causing you crazy stuff. It's trying to get in and do it. And I periodically, and the people, you know, with what I do for a living, I do it just periodically. I do a cleansing. Also, another thing is to do a sea water. I have people say sea salt bath. We're right here in sea salt. We can just submerge, go out and get into the, you know, the water where it's, you know, safe here, because we have things that got teeth in our water. But you want to go where it's safe and get in the water, you know, in Florida, and go in there and do the water, and then boom, you know, submerge, and then come back, and that way, you know, you've completely submerged yourself, you know, and try to stay. I have people tease me with it. Try to at least stay a good 5-6 minutes, so you really get submerged, and you'll feel years lighter because it can't stay in your aura. And what's happened here, Andrea, is you've got things energy-wise that's trying to come through, and it's because you're gifted, but sometimes they will do this energy, and it happens to all of us with gift. Psychic Scorpios especially, we're in that house that's very intense, and so our spirituality does that for us.
Okay, and I'll do the pennies too. In every corner or just corner.
I do it in every one of the four outside corners to your place, and that way the whole house is covered. I had a friend tease me. They said, you know, I forgot the bathroom, and I forgot the spare room. It's like, oh, you silly. Put them out in four corners, your farthest four corners of your house. It will do it. And I've had people laugh. You know, you'll go into houses, and you'd be surprised how many people do it still to this day. And someone told me, they said, you know, that's really with it. I said, you know what? It works because it can do it, and it does energy. It keeps the vibration with those pennies there. I also have had people put a little prayer when they say them to make them stronger. It's like, you know, do the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, which is a good can do it balancer for you, but also putting them out or doing the 23rd Psalm as a protection. Like, you know, when you're saying that kind of prayer intent, it'll help. You'll feel better. And you'll notice something really funny about it is, Andrea, you know, we're so sensitive as corpse, all of a sudden your house feels like a new place, even though, like this one, you're moving. And then when you leave, make sure you go back and take those pennies and take them out and leave them. I've had people laugh, but I'll drop them somewhere, you know, where I know kids are going to pick them up or someone going to be like, oh, and these kids are like, oh, I got 4 cents. You know, put it in your piggy bank. But what's good for you is it also does the energy that it doesn't pass it on to no one else. It just keeps it a positive energy. And then your new house, whenever you move, which is perfect to tell you right now, go in and put new ones out in the house first thing before you move your stuff in.
Okay. Now, should I burn the sage before I move into?
I feel you should there, and I feel it's going to be really good. You're going to cleanse that house out, also to cleanse out with other people there. As Scorpios, we sometimes get places we love, and then we get in and we find out that that's because of other people's energies, and it's hard to sleep in a house until you get it used to you and you used to it, you know, a new house.
Right.
And I've had this quite a few times. The guys have said, move in here, and then I get in there, and it's like, oh my goodness, I've got all this crazy energy. And the person before was like, ah, mama, you know, you eat pickles. I don't like pickles. Don't you make me eat pickles? And I'm like, what am I hearing? And it's the person in the house lived before me there.
Oh, you know? Got it. Okay. Do you see me moving on by this week, though?
They're telling me that they're holding you a little bit for something else. The person that's doing your paperwork is still wanting it to get, but I do see you real close to moving. They just said there may be a little bit of a delay. It's not your fault. It's them. It seems like whatever they're doing.
Okay. All right. I'm excited. And I got my angel cards, too, as well. And I use those. My angel card. So hopefully.
I love that. And it's like, you know, what they tell me that you're also going through with your cards is that you need to take your cards out and let them lay out in the room, shuffle them all around, and then scatter them, just let them lay for a little while. So the your guides can read and feel the cards. They're yours. They're going to become more powerful to let them do that for a couple hours where they won't be bothered by anybody. Just on a table or someplace where you can do that. Let them lay out like that, and then pick them back up and shovel it.
How long shall I leave them left out?
They're telling me not. It won't have to take that long. Maybe just a couple hours. Best time of the day to do that for cards is like the warmest part, like in the, you know, from like 11 to 1, and leave them out.
Mm-hmm.
People eat lunch, and you know you don't want them on your table, so you spill tomato soup on them. But you know, set them over, and you know.
Okay, and just lay them out and then leave them. And okay, got it. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Blessings. And I will talk to you later. And thank you for calling in. Make sure you put in for those prizes. We're going to be giving away a bunch of stuff.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings, Andrea. This is Psychics
thank
Gone
you.
Wild, and you're loving it. We are down, and we've got to go here, people. I want to thank all of you that tuned in. I apologize about today with Melissa. Those of you calling in, you know that we talked. We're moving her to Thursdays, and what you're going to love is she's going to be able to be there, and you're going to enjoy the other part of the energy and the love with it. Tune in to Psychics Gone Wild, 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 and we will be there being wild for you. Talk to you guys actually Monday, Gary Wimmer and Jan Bach Drakey rocking and rolling here. And then Tuesday, Peggy Jones and Gary's here Tuesday talking angels and getting wild. Talk to you guys soon. Blessings. Bye.